You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tarabon, Chavav Amid Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak. The case when you miss Mincha Shabbos, when you miss Erev Shabbos. So the rule is like this, you know, if you don't have Mincha, let's say you forgot to have Mincha Erev Shabbos. So you daven Marv twice. So you daven the Shabbos Shmar Esrei twice. You don't, even though you're making up a weekday Shmar Esrei, but you daven the Shmar Esrei of the time. So that's what it said in the Gemara. So Tov Los, let's see the Gemara. Tarabon. The Shver Rashi, we didn't even get to in the daf. So we'll look at the Rashi. It's a hard Rashi. We'll talk about it. Tan Rabbana. Tov los bal mincha be'erv Shabbos. You forgot, v'los bal mincha. You didn't have mincha erv Shabbos. Mispal b'leil Shabbos shtayim. The Gra puts in shtayim shel Shabbos. You daven two marvs, even though you're making up a weekday shmanesra, but you always daven the shmanesra of that time slot. Tov los bal mincha b'Shabbos. A guy forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos. Mispal b'moitzei Shabbos. So you daven moitzei Shabbos. Shtayim shel chol. 2 weekday shmonesus. Ah. Now when do you make avdol? 2 weekday shmonesus. Mavdol b'rishayna. The first one you make avdol. Then mavdol b'shniya. Mavdol b'rishayna. Now why do you have to make avdol? So Rashi says mavdol b'rishayna. The first time you daven tefillah shel achshav, lechivach omer b'avdala b'chayin adas, v'ashniya, and the second one v'ashniya he b'shvil tashlumei tefillah Shabbos, einu mavdala. Now, yeah, einu mavdala. V'ashniya, einu mavdala. So what does it say in the psak? So he's supposed to make Abdullah in the first.
Because you were already mafdil. That's why.
You're right.
That's before what you would say, but.
Vashti Rashi says, I know. Vashti, di b'shvil tashlumi tefil Shabbos and mafdil. Tzvi says better. You already made Abdullah. You don't have to make 2 Abdullahs. You already made Abdullah. Mafdil b'shvil. Ve'enu mafdil b'shniya. Vashniya da b'shvil tashlumi tefil Shabbos. Ainu mafdil bar. See, I told the Oilim at the daf. This is a chakira. Is Abdullah belong in Ma'ariv, or it's the first one Esra you daven in the weekdays? They didn't have Atochonim. Atochonantar Avdala. Is that a din in Ma'ariv, or a din in the first one?
Would an Avel daven in this one? Let's say the Avel was an Ayin, couldn't daven Ma'ariv. He davened Shachris, would he say it in Shachris?
Oh, so let's say you don't have Ma'ariv, it's a Magen Avel. Let's say, Yitzchak, you want to get my brachas? Let's say you miss Ma'ariv, but it's a Shabbos. You didn't have Ma'ariv. So you daven Shachris twice. Which Shmoneh Esrei do you say at Tachanun Tanu? Do you say it in the first Shmoneh Esrei Shachris? Because that's the first Shmoneh Esrei you're davening. Or you say it in the second Shmoneh Esrei?
Even if you did Abdullah
al-Qais already? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But you're supposed to do Abdullah and Tefillah. And now you're making up Ma'ariv. So you do.
No,
that's not true. If you do Abdullah Kais, you still daven b'tfila. We pass you daven b'tfila, you do my Abdullah b'tfila and Kais. Does he make Abdullah Kais? You don't say Abdullah and Shmanes. It's not Emmets. It's not halacha. So it's a shayla. It's a shayla. Which is it? So I have arrived from the Gemara. I think I've arrived from the Gemara that it's Ma'ariv. It's supposed to be not the first one, that's for your daven.
So Sunday morning, what would you do?
You do have Tachanun Tanu, the second one. Maybe. So let's see what he says. So now comes this amazing din. So if you miss Mincha Shabbos, you daven twice Ma'ariv. You're supposed to do Avdol in the first, which is Ma'ariv. And the second one, you don't do Avdol. Where it says, if you made Avdol in the second one, you reversed it. You made Avdol in number 2 and not in number 1. Any more brachas?
We'll look on one.
There should be more. There are 20 people in Daf HaYomi in the morning. the Shas Gemara.
It's all right. We'll look at the
We have more. We have more shas and we have many gemaras. But yeah, I heard that 20 people in the daf have exploded since the brachas. The whole new an 8:30 minyan after the daf, it's a whole new situation here. Five lines from the top. You reversed it. Man, I've done the second one. So the second one becomes Ma'ariv. Rishayna lo also loy. Now, why is Rishayna lo also loy? The Gemara learned Pshat because you missed Havdal and Ma'ariv. The Gemara says Kash and Bleib Shver Kash. The Gemara says Rishayna lo also loy. What does that mean? He's not.
Normally, you don't have to. You can always do it all at kois if it covers.
That's the Gemara's kash.
Yes.
That's the Gemara asks. The Gemara thought. We'll see the Rif sheet. We studied the Rif. The Rif is very important here because the Rif and Tosis brings it doesn't paskin like the Gemara. The Gemara says em hivlo b'shnia lo b'yishayna. So shnia also lo for what? For Ma'ariv. Shnia also lo for Ma'ariv. See, Rashi already said you're supposed to daven the shmila the tefillah b'shaita first. You do Ma'ariv first and then Mincha. Why? Why should you do the Ma'ariv first and Mincha? So it's a big machlok poskim. I have it on the sheets. Is it because Tadiv Sheino Tadir? Is it because Tadiv Sheino Tadir? You mean it's more chashiv maybe? So one svar is Tadiv Sheino Tadir.
What?
Chayv is more Tadir than Tashlom. It's funny. They're both from Renaissance. Some say the best pshat is that you can't daven. Remember I told you the Rashba. Yeah. You can only make tashlumim bizman tefillah. Mm-hmm. In order to do tashlumim, you can't just make a tashlumim. So if you do tashlumim for the chayva, so remember I told you, what happens if it's 2 hours later? You do the chayva and an hour later. I think Rabbi Kivega holds, not like the Mishnah Berurah, not like the Bach, that you're not yotze. It's got to be bizman chayva. But it's certainly the chayva has to be first. Like Rashi says, see, Rashi says right away in Amud Beis, Pam Rishon Mispal Misfil Tfilah Shel Achshav. The first one is the Tfilah Shel Achshav. Rashi doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. You're saying a Svarah. I'm just saying Rashi doesn't say why. You want to say a Svarah. Pam Rishon Mispal Misfil Tfilah Shel Achshav. Lefichach Omrav Nadala Bechonin Adas. Then the Gemara asks, why is Rishon? So we'll see the next Svarah Rashi in 30 seconds. First, the Gemara says, why Rishana lo also lo? Lameimra, just one more line in Gemara. Tkem to Abu Kamais, Kmandalo Tzaldi Dami. It's like you didn't daven. So you're not Yotze, because you didn't say Avdola. Freak the Gemara. It's not so. It ain't a Kasha. Gemara blight Shver. Gemara remains with the Kasha. As we mentioned in the Daf, Riv and other Rishonim answer the words Kasha. Because there's a chiluk between Kasha and Yuvda. The Rashbam and Baba Basra says, Beferish, that Kusha and Tufta is the same thing. They don't make a chiluk like the Rif. Not anybody holds like the Rif. Open Rashbam and Babasu, is it Mimbez and Mimbez? Rashbam says Tufta and Kash is the same thing. But the Rishonim say it says Kasha, so there's a Teretz. So look at Rashi. Shnia also lo, b'shvatiyos mod say Shabbos. Shnia also lo. We're talking about you did it reverse. You did, missed Havdalah the first Shmanes. That's what I'm talking about. Said Havdalah in the second Shmanes. Shnia also b'shvatiyos mod say Shabbos. V'yishayna loy also loy, she'ena klum. Why not? She'ena klum. She'en lo la'aktim tefila she'avaz mana, the tefila she'zmana achshav. She'en lo la'aktim, you shouldn't do first tefila she'avaz mana, tefila she'zmana achshav. Now, this looks like the riff. V'yishayna lo also, she'ena klum. Now, see, you can't be Yotzim Ma'ariv. I'm sorry, this is what it means. You can't be Yotzim Ma'ariv, the Gemara holds. Rashi's not arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't be Yotzim Ma'ariv because you got Avdala. Let it be the Tashlumim. Let it be the Tashlumim. Let it be Mincha. Let it be the makeup. You can't be Yotzim Ma'ariv, the Gemara thought, because you got Avdala. So let it work for the Tashlumim. So Rashi says, Shein HaKlum, Shein Lo Lahaktim, Filo Shavizman, Filo Shavizman Achshav. You can't do the tashlumin first. So it can't be, according to the Gemara, Kasha. It can't be Yotzim Ma'ariv because you forget Avdala. And it can't be Mincha because you can't have Mincha before the tashlumin of Mincha before Ma'ariv. Now Rashi says, Vashnia Namilo Oslo Shel Shabbos. Why doesn't the second one work for Shabbos? Vashnia Lo Amilo Oslo Shel Shabbos. Why doesn't the second one work for Lishel Shabbos? Abdullah. Since you meant Abdullah, you meant it to be Ma'ariv.
But if you make Abdullah while it's still Shabbos, Abdullah works.
No, you're just saying that he meant it to be Marv. It's not going to be Tashlumim, because since you may have Dolan that one, you meant that one to be Marv. The Kasha the Mashoya is such an obvious question. Rashi should have said, it can't be Tashlumim, because it can't put Yoitz in the Tashlumim before the Chayva.
That's what Rashi said.
That's what Rashi said.
No.
That's the first thing Rashi
no.
said.
No. The second thing he said.
You can't put it before. Yeah.
Now the next part of Rashi. Now let's go to the next stick of Rashi. Vashniya namila also l'shal Shabbos. Why can't the second one, that he set Avdol in it, be the makeup?
How will it be?
The second one also can't be work for mincha. So Radhi says it doesn't say because you can't be mocked in the makeup before the chayvus mana. Rashi gives a new reason. Rashi says, then I'll have to, we'll see him
twice. So a third Shemana.
Yes, I'll have to dive for the makeup.
Married? Why can't it be married? Why can't it be the regular married, the real married?
It will.
That's what
no,
it is.
The first one is not working for the real married.
Right.
So
right.
The second one should work.
It should be married. Married. That's what it is. Shnei also loves. Yeah. It's married. Shnei also married. Then, as we'll see in Taisvis, he's going
to
make up another one.
The
Kasha the Mashoya Sam Rashi. Is Rashi L'chor, there's another reason why you're not Yotzei the Shnei for Tashlumim, because you weren't Yotzei married yet. So if you're not Yotzei Marav, how can you have the Tashlumim first? So there are two answers to that kasha. The Maharsha says that Rashi is Ladavka. The Maharsha says a very, very big deich. The Maharsha on the spot. Maharsha on Amud Beis. He says, "Belav hai taimanami." Maharsha says Rashi didn't need this reason. Maharsha on page your test. You see Maharsha. Below hai taimanami shniel osel Shabbos. For the same reason, like you said, for the same reason, because you can't have in the makeup before the chayva, so the second one can't be the makeup because you weren't yotze the chayva yet. So the daf, I said, we don't have time for Rashi. It's shver Rashi, the daf, there's so much to say on this daf. So remember, I just said, it's a shver Rashi, forget about it. But that's it for a Monday night.
And makeup before
or
after.
What?
It's a sport. You can have
before
to say that you should do the makeup first.
Yes.
You can have a sport.
See, one of the Achronim says, we'll see. Okay, so let's see what Rashi says. Tamad Rishon Alo Osmo.
That's what comes to Gaur Kalish.
Shane, I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. I thought you were going to follow up. You
can do the makeup first.
But you should do the makeup first. Because
the chiyuv zman kicks in right now. You got to do this one.
Makeup, I still owe mincha.
The makeup can't be.
It's
the
not so odd. You're making it like common sense. It's not. I agree with Chaim. It's not such common sense.
Why?
Why?
Because the makeup can't be part of Mara.
Right now, what's the chiyuv?
How could the makeup be part of Mara?
You have both chiyuv. If you want,
I have two chiyuv.
I would argue this following story. Your
chiyuv
for mincha came before.
No, right. Yeah, but again, before you make up, you gotta do your chiyuv.
No, pay up your old debt before you get up.
Yeah, right. You're a mincha. It's common sense. You're saying it's common sense.
I gave you an old bill, then you get the new bill.
I gave you an achrayim. I'll show you. I have it on the page. I have it.
The mitzvah first. The mitzvah is right now. Marav. What kids in like this moment? That's the mitzvah.
You send that bill.
That's
which one do you pay
for?
Pay up your old bills.
What are you saying? Is it FIFO or LIFO?
Let's not. Good. We hear the different svaras.
Yeah.
So Mashiach says Rashi didn't have to say because since you put in Havdalah, you meant it to be Ma'ariv. V'hainu mitama d'rishon l'osala. Rashi could have said the same reason why the first one doesn't work with the makeup. Because you can't do the makeup before the chayva. Sheilu lakta tzvila shavuz mana. Im hashniya talu l'shal shabbos. Al koshiyat tzorech. Svachra achashal motzit shabbos. So you're going to have the, if you're going to, second one works for the makeup of Mincha. The third one will be Ma'ariv. So you're davening the makeup before the Chayva. So Rashi could have said that. Ella said this is Masha's Kasha. El duhut zach tamet ivdabla tichashu l'shel arvis. Hadaychak. He says, Rashi had mentioned he did Havdalah there, so you can be Yotze Ma'ariv. Remember the Gemara holds that you're not Yotze Ma'ariv without Havdalah. So Rashi only needed to say that it's just the Hosel Shabbos. How vivdi bagila died the Shemesh of Shabbos. He's a Chosh Shalavis. Rashi doesn't mean, he didn't really need this far. He only had to mention he made Havdalah so you can be Yotze Ma'ariv. But it's a very big Dalcha. I've seen this svara. I've seen some achrayim, kind of like this. Even, remember I told you this svara? It's a very important svara, by saying. I think Rabbi Kivayga Pasen says, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's very, you can only do tashlumim. Remember it says, lo espal shachis, espal mincha shtayim. When it says, espal bezman mincha. Espal mincha shtayim means, they're only misakin a tashlumim when you're davening. It's, when
that
you're davening,
not, right,
it's a mincha shtayim, that's the deal that I think the Gemara makes, maybe. So, if you, let's say you say the first one was Ma'ariv. The Gemara is assuming the first one's Ma'ariv, but you're not Yotze Ma'ariv, because you forgot Avdala, so you're not Yotze. The Gemara is Kasha, Stira, but the Braisa seems to hold, but it's still called Zman Tefila, they can make a Tashlum. So you could say that you can just make a Tashlum, but look, I tried to daven Ma'ariv. I was in Yaitza, but because I missed Havdalah. But it's still called as Zman Tefillah that you can do Tashlumim after that bad Shemoneh Esrei.
Because
I'm davening. Because it's Tefillah. It was a bad Tefillah, right? Yaitza, you didn't fulfill your obligation. But you did a Tefillah, so that's why Rashi is. So why? So you don't have the first Eretz. That's called Zman Tefillah. The reason it's not Tashlumim is not because of the first reason. It's just because it's he did Havdalah in there, he wants it to be Ma'ariv. But it could be, if you, I saw a svara, I saw it in different achrayim, I saw that svara.
If you're not doing a tashlumim.
Okay, let's move on,
because I've a lot to do. Just one question. If you're not doing a tashlumim, because you did do mincha at the regular time, and you forget to say Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, do you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei?
That's in my stir. It looks like here, the Brisa looks like you're not Yotze if you don't say Havdalah.
So you could be Yotze.
That's the most kash.
So you could be Yotze.
That's the most kash. The Gemara asked that question, kash. The Gemara is a steer in brachas with the Yotze Ma'ariv without Havdalah. The Gemara learned, you're not Yotze the first Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv because you forgot Havdalah. In fact, the Gemara, you're not Yotze Ma'ariv without Havdalah, Kasha. The Gemara ends with a Kasha. What?
In the Daf,
yeah, the Riff. I spoke out the Riff. So we want to see, what should we see first? Let's see the sheets for before Tosfos. We don't have much time, it's late. I have the sheets, the first two give me, these are. These sheets, please. Two sides. One is the Rush and one is the Riff. And the Ran. Rush, Riff, Ran. I have a lot of nice Kiddushin. A lot of nice Kiddushin. Okay. Now, yeah, there are two sides. So one side is the Riff. Let's start with the Riff. Let's study the Riff. We'll start from easy and we'll get from easy to hard. Let's start with the Riff. Tavla Spal on page Mentes, the side of the Riff. Tavla Spal Mincha B'Shabbos Mitzal Matzah Shabbos Shtayim Shel Choyl. Ma'avdol B'Yishayin Avim Ma'avdol B'Shniya. Lo Hivdol B'Yishayin Avim B'Shniya Shniya. Also Yishayin Lo Asalo. Dimi Boi Le, why? Shniya Asalo Yishayin Lo Asalo. Dimi Boi Le, like Rashi says, like do make Tfilas Choy V'Shayte. This one, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees, all Yishayin, that you have to daven first the Tfilas Shayte, it came though if they become ma'aser. Now the Riff gives a new appearance. The Riff says the reason why you have Yotze the first one is because even though if they become ma'aser, if they become ma'aser, since you made Abdullah the second one, the first one, Gola Daite, he showed his mind, revealed himself, the basraisa, he chavashaite. In other words, by the fact that the first Shemoneh Esrei, he didn't say Abdullah, that means he meant it to be the make of a mincha, and he meant to be the second one, Ma'ariv, that's why you're not Yotze the first one. He's answering the Gemara's Kasha. Right. Therefore, he has to daven again. Now, Rabbi Sai, I think this is a raya. To me, it's a raya that the din of atachantanu is in Ma'ariv, not in the first Shmoneh.
Yes.
I'll tell you why.
So why would the Shachris the next morning?
No, I'm bringing a raya from this Gemara, from the Rif, not from the Gemara, from the Rif. But as the Rif says, by the fact that you didn't say Havdalah, it shows that this you don't want it to be Ma'ariv. But if you're going to say that Atachantanu is a din in the first Shmoneh Esrei, so he made a mistake anyway. He should have, let's say it, there would be, you could daven the Tashlum first. Let's say Rashi and the Rif wouldn't be so. I can do the Tashlum first. So should I say Atachantanu and Tashlumim? If you hold it, it's the first Shmoneh Esrei of the Shabbos. Let's say there would be a din, you could say the Tashlum first. So who cares it's Mincha, but it's the first Shmoneh Esrei, you're davening the weekdays, you should say Atachantanu. From the fact that the Rif says that you didn't say Atachantanu shows that you meant the Tashlumim, proves to me, proves to little me that you're supposed to say the Ma'ariv. It's a din in Ma'ariv. And in a chanaim in the Magen Avraham Shaila, you should say the Ma'ariv. Because if it would be a din in the first Shmoneh Esrei, so what do you mean? He's showing, by the fact he didn't say Atachanata, he's showing it's the makeup. Even if it's the makeup, he should say Atachanata. So if it's a din in the first Shmoneh Esrei, you see here from this riff that the fact that you don't say Atachanatanu shows that it's not Ma'ariv. So Lachor, you see, it's a din in Ma'ariv. This is my raya.
So if you forget Ma'ariv, Sunday morning, if you get Ma'ariv, and Sunday morning he said two Shmoneh Esreis.
So according to my son, the Rif, you should put in the second one.
Which is unusual. It's against really the...
Against whom?
No. Didn't we say...
They bring Reb Chaim. I forgot. I wish... I didn't look it up this time. It's open. It's Shulchan Aruch. There's Magen Avraham, maybe Reb Kivega. There's Reb Kivega. I didn't go... I'm studying the Rishonim tonight. They talk about it. I know it's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, but I don't remember what they say. But I'm claiming that in this Rif, you see, it's a din in my Rif. So that's why, but he says the avlo b'tavayel, avlo mi boiling mevarochi. Let's say he said atachantanu in both. Let's say he said atachantanu in both. Or he shouldn't do it. Lo mechayv laduri v'nami lo avlo b'chadaminai. If he forgot it in both, lo madrinalei. The Tanya says that the Rif answers the Gemara's kash. So I mentioned in the Daf it's machlokes the Magen Avraham and Taz. Let's say I forgot a Shmoneh Esrei. And by accident, I didn't mind, the first one should be the makeup and the second one the chayva. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not yaitza, like the Rif. Let's say you just forgot that one tefillah. And the next tefillah, you didn't know the din. So you had in mind, the first one should be the makeup. And the second one should be the one, the time zone now. So Mechaba says, you're not yaitza. Argue the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And so you would be yaitza. You would be yaitza. What about the Rif? This is because Galui Daita. You're only not Yaitza if you do an action. I shouldn't say an action, but at least words. By your davening, you're showing that it's backwards. But just thinking that it's backwards is not Ma'akiv. So what does he mean? The Magen Avraham Taz holds, even though I meant the first one to be Tashlumin, second one Chayva, who cares what you meant? The first one will be Chayva, the second one will be Tashlumin. That's what the Magen Avraham Taz holds. They argue on the Mechaba.
You know, I myself know what I meant, right?
It doesn't
matter.
You meant. See, I had a kasha. I once had a kasha. I had a shear on this once. It's very nogeya. I'll tell you. Let's see that musaf before Shachris. Open Ramon, see Mirech Pei A, Mirech Pei Vav. Let's see that musaf before Shachris. Let's see that musaf before Shachris. So you yaitza. If you dab musaf, because we paskin, you bring the cup musaf, but you have it before the cup. You yaitz if you dab musaf. So I was wondering, let it be shachris. Let the musaf work out shachris.
Doesn't that Talmud have a deal?
If I would mind time shachris, I say the musaf shon esrei, you yaitz shachris. What's wrong if you say the musaf shon esrei by shachris? You say, okay, you say almost everything. You throw in the karbanos. Why can't it be shachris? Tertz says, I didn't mind to be musaf. Who cares? See, does it matter if I have in mind something? Does it, you know, the Ramah says, if you daven musaf.
You
mean Galei Daita, because it's like the case of the Rif. You mean Galei Daita. Yeah, of course, Tadir Sheno Tadir.
Right.
But if you mark with Tysus, we pass. Tysus says in Zvachim, if you bring the Kabbalah musaf first, you eat it, but it's not Makif. That's what he asks. If you look.
Yeah, that's the first couple of the
Please
day.
Turn over to the Shrosh. Yeah, let me show you this first. Immediately. Yeah. We may not get to it. Please look at Oistaf, the Magna Yontif, the other side of the sheet.
Where?
On the Russian side. Flip over the sheet and look in the middle, Madna Yantif under the rush, Kosef of Aigon, then he says, Ein Lachtim Shel Tashlumi, Kosef Rami, Mechz Yankov, the Taman Nirali, why do you daven, but you've been shrying, Matcha, why do you daven the Chayva before the Tashlumi? Taman Limishim, the Kaiman Tadr, Sheno Tadr, Kadir Kaidin. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings this as one of the reasons, V'yafinu Mikroi, V'mhepech Lo Salah, if you do it backwards, Yaitzir, to came the cry out, Finala Adkan, Vilinire, Madiantif argues, the Mishaholo Irja, the Afagav, the Stanberg, the Vav, the Zvachim, Kalatadim Echadira, we'll study just the Mishnah in Zvachim that Kalatadir gets precedence. I mean, Atmidim Kal Musafim, Atanam Perakat Chalis, Divina in Ma'afim, the Samusafim, to me, they were not Ma'akim Musafim, Umifashim, the Gemara Dasim, the Nikadimu. And the mitzvah, open, you can daven musaf, like I told you, Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, B'diyevet, you can bring the carbon musaf before the carbon tamid, even though tadir, shein or tadir. So you say, it's not ma'akiv.
Tadir, shein, tadir, it's a din or it's a guide?
I don't hear two sides. It's a din, and what else?
A guide. It's a guide.
And if you don't follow it, what happens?
It's not ma'akiv. That's what he said. This, it's in Zimachloik, it's the Michas Yankov and the Madni Yantiv. But he brings open from a Mishnah that the Tamid is not makiv the Karban Musaf, even though you bring the Tamid first because it's Tadir. The Nira Beina. Now he gives another Svara. Shalkach Amrishim Iktim Hatashlum Shalo Yotze. So the Tamad Nayantav says, why not Yotze? You know, yet Rashi says, they all say the Rif, you can't do the makeup first. Why? Visheyesh Lachos Shaykein Spadal Takanta. He doesn't say what I told you. He says a different thing. Sheish lachosh shadchein tispadl takanta v'espad osa afil below bisman tefila shnia.
That's what Rabbi said. You can only do bisman tefila.
Well, but he's saying yeish lachosh. He's saying it's like a chashash. If you're allowed to do it first, you may not do it bisman tefila. Av mikayim shavim mispalu kol l'shachava shashis spalu osa shlat tashlum. So they pshia zu. He's worried. It's a gzera. It's pshia. See, I wanted to say it's just alumnus. It has to be bisman tefila. So you have to make it bisman tefila. He says it's a gzera. If you do it first, you may just forget about davening the chova then, and it's a gzera of not doing it bisman chova. That's what the Madni Yantif says. A little
more. Why by musaf and chakras, Rabbi? By musaf and chakras
is what?
Is that what you're referring to the gzera?
No, he's worried if you daven tashlumim first, right. You may not daven the chayva right away.
So by the case of musaf and shakras,
that's what he's worried about.
If you do the musaf first, right, you said your yaitz of the musaf.
Right. That's not tashlumim. You don't have to daven shakras. You daven shakras 2 hours later. Right. Come to shul.
But what about the fact that...
By the way, you know, this happens to people. They come to shul to musaf. Yeah. What should I daven?
Right.
People come to come late. Comes back musaf.
But if you do the musaf before shachris shemnesu, then you won't have the gula samach l'tefila. You need the shachris right after the gula.
Yeah, but he's.
That's not musaf.
We're not talking about he's up to gal yisrael. The guy just done musaf. He came to shul.
No, he davened the musaf shemnesu instead of the shachris.
No, that's not the case.
That's not the case.
No. Okay, it's okay. It's good. If you miss gula l'tefila, Yitzchak. Yitzchak, and if you don't do gula tefillah, you can live without, you know. See, you didn't do gula tefillah. Rabban says most people in time, Memimar says, Rabbi Zeyr, some gula tefillah was happy all day, you know. Rabban says, so Taisis gives a different terrace. If I seek him, Rabban says in those days they weren't so much gula tefillah.
Rabbi, we didn't have it svarth. By the Tashlumim one, let's say Shachris or Mincha, you would say Sim Shalom instead of Shalom Rav?
That's no, you time the tefillah of Zman.
Even by the Tashlumim?
No, you say that to the Ma'ariv, you say Shalom Rav.
Again, you missed Mincha. So the first you're davening Ma'ariv, two Ma'arivs. The first one for Ma'ariv, you're going to say Shalom Rav.
The second one, you can also say Shalom Rav. Because that's the you daven the tefillah of this man.
Some people say Shalom Rav, even for Ma'ariv.
Okay. I want to show you a very vital Ran. Please. Torah. Please look underneath. I'm going to share with you a ram. Under the riff. It's under the riff. It's pasted on. Tor. It's in the riff. I pasted on the ram from Ahmed before. Tor. It's under the riff. Under the tape of riff. Tovlas pa minch vev shayis pa avistad mishal shtav. Bekamashma. Hashta. Shavuot you osa tashlum and you osa tefillah be'atzma. You know, it's not like a regular mincha ma'ariv. You miss the mincha weekday mincha and you're davening two of Shabbos. Afal pi shein osa tashlum and osa tefillah be'atzma. Filach nisfal shtayim and osa shel Shabbos. Even though you missed a weekday shmanesah, but the makeup, you make a Shabbos shmanesah. That's okay. Vam Rabbeinu Tzafat. Shem tov l'spal tefillah ha-musafim kol ha-yoyim. I mentioned this in Tosfos. There's no makeup for Musaf. Shem tov lo espam tvias Musafim kol yom. Shein lo tashlumim. There is no tashlumim for Musaf. The tefillah shmona esra, she rachmim. Tefillah rachmim. And remember when the Gemara was discussing on the first daf in the fourth parak, you can make up tefillah because it's rachmim. Yesha tushreim zman bakoshes rachmim, oiver. Zman is an oiver. Aval betfilas Musaf, shein lo shal el Shabbos. Musaf Shem El Shevach. I'm sorry, Shabbos Shevach. Came in Shevach. Zman Ein Lo Tashlum.
We have Tefillos. We have Bakashas in Musaf.
Oh, so look what he says. He says we have no Bakashas in Shachris either. He says that Tefillos Shachris. Yeah, I know. You're going to stay there. Look at the next paragraph. Shena Oyim Shapsukim Shalkama Musaf and Umaskim Osim Tefillos Yitzer. In Shachris, you don't mention the Tefillos Psukim Shal Korban. I'd like to take out the word Musaf. Ein lanu maskim Musaf v'yos yaitzer. In Shachris, you don't mention the Karbanos. Ratzalama sheskichu lama b'apsukim shel Karban Shachris. In Shachris, you mention Karbanos of Tamid shel Shachris. We don't mention the Karbanos. Shkemo sheskinu b'tzitz Musaf. V'kivin shezuya k'neged Karban Musaf. He's just showing you that Musaf is connected to Karbanos. So kvar avrazman el tashlumim aval tefilas yoytzer shel Shabbos o shel mincha afal pi shein shevach shein shevach. So it is bakashas v'tarli beinu lav docha b'emes. It's called it shevach. These seven brachas are just shevach. Kivin she connected tefilas rachmim she mispalm b'chol yoyim yeshem tashlum k'sheshem tefilas. He says a lumdis the Ran, deep lumdis, that since it's keneged, it's just shevach. Fiyan Shabbos is not supposed to be bakoshes.
Only the Ran could say something.
Yeah, but since it's in place of shel shevach, now look what he says now. Now he's going to say something even more amazing. That's the Tosfos, that's the Rosh, that's the, this is the big sugya we're going to study now. Shem Tov L'Skosh Rosh Chodesh by Mincha, b'Mincha. You forgot to say Rosh Chodesh, Mincha, the last day Rosh Chodesh. It's one day, the first day, it's 2 days, the second day. So you make it up by Mariv, even though you won't say Rosh Chodesh.
It's like you never daven Mincha.
Yeah, so it's a big machlokes Rishayim. Long as it's Taisvis, Rishayim, Chachmei Perbinsia, Hizkosh Rosh Chodesh, b'Mincha. So the and of Spal Be'er Shtayim. You don't make it up, Shtayim. Achashel Asar Shem Mincha. Why? Shekevin shespal kvar shmona esre. You daven shmona esre, but you weren't yaitza. Funny, he says, you really daven shmona esre. V'hachazor ein tzvicham nezachiris rosh chodesh. You only have to make a tzvicham rosh chodesh. Hol v'over hayoyim, go to the Tana Ran. Now you can go to the, now it's in the inside track, I'm all the way upstairs. Hoyol v'over hayoyim v'lo nizka v'od shir rosh chodesh. Last letter, choze achsha. He says, The same reason you can't make a musaf, you can't make up yalav v'yavai because of zmana. The zman of yalav v'yavo is gone. And the chaza achshu the mato elis achshav rosh chodesh lespalu pamacheres kino maski rosh chodesh achshav. So the chachmei prabensia asks that. So the Ran says this is something new that I didn't realize. That the Ran is comparing. Forgetting Yalav Yavo, the last day Rosh Chodesh, when you have Mincha Rosh Chodesh, that you don't daven again because of his mana. Now, Chachmei Prabensia, argue what you're going to argue. That's what we're going to get into. The Kivin Shavos Tfila Lo Yotzi Dechiv Shlospal Dechiv. If you forget Yalav Yavo, you want Yotzi Dechiv of Mincha. Shlospal Osa Kedina. You missed Yalav Yavo, you're not Yotzi. We learned in the Gemara. That's if you got to daven again. If you forget Yavo, you got to daven again. It's like you didn't daven at all. So, Even the irony of ironies. You're davening again because you didn't say Yalav Yavam. And you're not going to say Yalav Yavam. Yeah, but you weren't yet to Mincha. Redeem him, not Rahmana Uparke. This is what you're saying, somebody's alive. Instead of Zichrono Lavrach, you say, not Rahmana Uparke. Showing Mesupik Bazet. Vay Omish Anachal Lotzeis Min Asafik, Lotzeb Tos Nedava. Tot Nedava. Vain Sach Lachadish Badavar, that's a good one. Okay. Now,
That's natural expression,
it's Zola Zangazun. Yeah. So now they say, not Rahmanu Park, right? Zola Zangazun, a similar thing, right? So I think we'll look at the Tosfos first.
Why don't you have to Makadis?
Now, I want to tell you what the stipler says. I humbly want to argue with the stipler. The shita that holds that you don't repeat Yalav Yavai at night. Why don't you repeat it? I lechol chachmei provinci have a good argument. So he learns that you're really yotzei shmonesre. You're repeating for Yalav Yavam. They hold that you're yotzei shmonesre.
You just ask God.
You just missed Yalav Yavam. So you're daven again to say Yalav Yavam. That's what he holds.
But you're not saying Yalav Yavam.
Huh?
But you're not saying Yalav Yavam. You're not saying Yalav
Yavam. Right. But
no, if you missed it mitzvah time, you would repeat it.
Right.
But the reason you repeat it, only to say Yalav Yavam.
In other words, that's what he's learning.
When I said mitzvah time, if you remember, you forgot.
Listen to what he's saying. We learned in the Gemara Matra. If you forget Yalav Yavam, you got to daven again.
Right.
That's man, in this man. Right, that's what he's
right.
Now, is that because the first one you didn't daven at all? So Stipler says, the sheet is that old, you don't repeat it. No, you really did daven. You daven bincha. You're only repeating it for Yalav Yavo. The kashan that is the bracha of Atala. Are you allowed to say Shemon Esra just for Yalav Yavo? It's not mistaver. When the Gemara says you have to say it over if you forgot Yalav Yavo, it means you're not yaitza. Right. So what is the machlokes? So I'm going to bring a raya from Tosfos to what I think the real svar is. Let's look at Tosfos. Kos of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Tosfos Chavav HaMeveis. Let's go back to the Tosfos. In Tavla Iskerosh Chodesh B'mincha. The top Tosfos. Kos of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Arish. In Tavla Iskerosh Chodesh B'mincha. How is Shail? Lispala od Balayla. Don't daven again at night. The Lama Yispala Oid. Why are you going to daven again? Not like the Chachmei Probansia. How you cry a spallow called Tfilas Mincha about Yoim? Levad Rosh Chodesh. Show his care. So you're not gaining anything. You want to daven again because you're gaining. You're daven again. You didn't daven at all. So you're gaining in Kenyavir. Feels you'd chas? Smell be not say Shabbos. Are you not mentioning Shabbos, but you didn't daven at all? Aval Bishal Yaskish or Shabbos. So yes, the Tosis says, Him Tom Alom Spal Yosim Ashuchaib Lispal. You only have to daven 7. How can you daven 18 to make up 7? So he says we learned the Gemara about a week before this, that on Shabbos you're really supposed to daven 18. You're really supposed to daven. It's only covered Shabbos, and they shorten the Shemoneh Esrei.
I don't ask
Tetzrachim
on Shabbos.
It's not a problem.
So that's a toys. So that's the Gemara learns. I'll tell you what the Gemara learns.
The Gemara says
Lo Tridi. Yet the Gemara. So the answer to that question, David, is the answer. I'll try to give the answer that I know. So the Gemara says a few blad ago, Chafalof, I think, that really on Shabbos you should say 18 brachas. They only it's covered Shabbos. They want matriach. That's why if you start saying atochonin, you have to finish it. You say atochonin. Remember, ayis the chakira is a ma'akif. I had a chakira. Nobody ayis this to many gedolim. That's you started saying atochonin, and you didn't feel like we're saying atochonin. Is it ma'akif? So you're not yaitzis shmeresha. You missed the bracha. You mechuyev atochonin. So you left out a bracha. Maybe not yaitzis.
You mean you started and you didn't finish it?
You said atochonin. And then you say, I meant once learned you're supposed to say, I don't want to say the bracha. Just say,
I said,
and then you didn't finish the bracha. So you did wrong. Are you Yotze B'di'evid?
What?
I'm asking you.
I'm saying,
you're not Yotze. Motcha says, you're not Yotze. Okay, I know.
There's a rush over there. The rush brings down by Yakima Elinish over there. Is it only Atachonin or other brachas? Is maybe it's only the bracha atachonim. I look in the rush over there.
We don't pass in that way.
I know, but I'm saying he brings down Yaakov and Alina, so the rush brings down.
Alina's new adult Alina's. Well, it looks like Orleanish. You can call it Orleanish, you know.
See, our grandpa's Orleanish.
Orleanish, okay. Orleanish. So,
what's your logic? What's your logic?
I said the rush.
We don't pass in that. We pass in any bracha. All the brachas.
So, I have to finish the bracha.
You should. Not nothing. It happened to me a little bit. So the rut, Tyson says, by the way, your kasha about that, I want to tell you, Gra, about that. About the Elgam is asking from the Yerushalmi that you're not supposed to ask bakashas on Shabbos. Either Bavli says not that way. The answer is new bakashas. Standard Shmon Esra, you're allowed to say. Standard Shmon Esra, you're allowed to say. That's mashma. You can't ask for your own bakashas.
How do you say
what's fine? They don't say the Ratzon. Interesting. Interesting. You're not letting us bakashas on Shabbos. So, the Gra learns. See, you know what's most fascinating, Gra? You know, there's only one brach in Shmoneh Esra that doesn't start with a bakasha. Every brach in Shmoneh Esra, except Atochonin, starts with a bakasha. The only bracha that doesn't start with a bakasha is Atochonin. So the Gra says, you know why? Because you say Havdalah in Atochonin Tanu, you have to start the fourth bracha, Atochonin Olam Das, and you can't ask a bakasha before you say Havdalah. Oh. So the Gra says that's why the Atochonin doesn't begin with the bakasha. Wow. So that's the Gra, Goynish Gra. So the Gra says, Chartz telling two terutzim in the fifth parak. I was waiting to speak this out in the fifth parak, because in the fifth parak, there are two reasons why you say Havdalah in Atochonin. The Gemara has two reasons. What? So that's one reason.
Right.
Another reason is Kev Shibrich Shichol Kavua BeBirchas Chayal. So the Gra's learning those two Teirutim are totally in this. Okay.
There's no Bakashi.
Okay, Vaita.
There's no Bakashi. There's no
Bakashi
in the Baal HaKol either. What?
That's not bakasha. It's the middle brothers. It's at the middle 12 or 13. That's shevach. We're talking about the middle 12 or 13. They all start with bakasha. Rifa elu, shmak oleilu, baruch oleinu shanatova. Every bracha. Bakasha. La malshinim al tisikva. It's a bakasha. Destroy the malshinim.
And the svar of tircha on Shabbos should be just opposite from the weekdays. Because the tircha, there's no tircha on Shabbos.
Yes.
You don't go to
the
work.
The irony is that the rabbis wanted to shorten the davening on Shabbos. Did they do a bad job?
It doesn't make sense.
They come at Shabbos.
You're home the whole day, so let's daven longer.
Okay, good heart. So he's saying there's nothing wrong with making up a Shabbos Shmoneh, or might say Shabbos, because really on Shabbos you should also say 18. Because really on Shabbos, like we quoted the Gemara, you should say she's Baal Kol Yudches, actually Tzichum Ibnei HaTorach, like the Olam is quoting the Gemara earlier, Nimtza Shemaviach Kol Tfilaso, V'kshet Tov L'Ezkel Shavosh Chaydesh, V'haspala, Kin Lo Yaviach Plum Yisbal Motzei Rosh Chaydesh. V'nami, as he says, let's say on Mincha Shabbos, Yadam the weekday Shmoneh Esra. A guy woke up from a long nap. He forgot it's Shabbos. And he davened a weekday Shmoneh Esra, Mincha Shabbos. So he davened again? Yeah, you yaitse Mincha if you davened a weekday Shmoneh Esra. No. You got to mention, if you mention Shabbos, you yaitse. He didn't just stop the complete minchas. He's not yoitzer, but there'll be no makeup because you're not making up what you missed. Hu adinami. This is like the same shayla of missing yalav yavo in mispal b'mincha b'shabbos yud cheshleimus. Or hiskel shel shabbos nira. Or shabbos is pal shtayim. The guy's pal yud ches brachas. You did shmaine esra. I didn't mention shabbos, but you did mincha. It's like forgetting yalav yavo. It's like forgetting to say shabbos at mincha. Umiyu. Rav Avslo mashgaf came. The riff is not mash that way. Even though you're not gaining anything, matzah spal. Now, from this raya, I'll bring a raya to the lamas. He's going to be a raya from the riff. The riff is the one who answered Taisus Kasha, so we're going to study that riff again. We'll go full circle. So look what he says. Mir Brav Alphas. He's going to say, Rabbi said, that even though you don't gain anything, you already davened, you're not gaining anything, you still have to daven again.
By which case? What's the case?
So, my contention, I'll tell you my contention is. In other words, the stipler others are learning that the machlokes is if you forget yalav yavo, you really davened. You davened, but
you
missed askara, so you daven again to make up the askara. I say that's not the pshat. The lumdus is that it's a svara that you can't daven again to make up something that you're not going to say. Like it's a svara in tashlumim that it's illogical. It's like counterintuitive. You didn't daven mincha. You didn't daven mincha. So she daven Meir twice? But why didn't you yaitse mincha? Because you forgot Avdallah. You're going to daven again without Avdallah? It's not mistaver. It's just not a logical makeup. It's not logical to say there's a makeup when you're not gaining what you missed, the reason why you weren't yaitse. And I'm going to prove that this is the pshat from Taisus Raya at the end. Look at Taisus Raya from the riff. But this is the case of the Gemara. Berav Alphas Lamashmake. He's going to prove from the riff that you can make it up even though you're not gaining anything you missed. You're not gaining anything.
Right.
Now he quotes the riff that we studied. Why? So the riff gives the carrots to the Gemara's kasha. You should have davened the chayva first, and you davened the tashlumen first. So that's why you're not yaitze the first one. Not like the Gemara says, because you didn't say Abdullah, you're not yaitze because you showed that you're davening the tashlumen first. By you, a megala, you showed what you were thinking. Somebody had tainted that, you know what you were thinking, you know, when you showed that you were thinking, you know. You know what you were thinking, but you know sometimes if you show what you're thinking, somebody asked, what did he ask? That you're davening. Nobody hears you davening. So why does it say, so bowing down? It looks like you're bowing down too many times. You can't bow down at the beginning of a bracha. Who does it look like to? Nobody knows you at the beginning of the bracha. Remember we said that you can't bow down. It says in Shulchan Aruch. That they're saying Maidim, you're supposed to down to the tzibur. But not actually the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha. So it looks like, who does it look like to? It's just, who asked me in the daf? Who does it look like for? Nobody knows what you're up to. Yeah, somebody was mechavin to the next taisus. Somebody in the daf, and I pushed him off, and I didn't realize it was taisus kasha. They might have blagged by a kasha. So taisus, maybe it's before they were sakin tfil ala kais. We're going to learn in the fifth parak that it was a little, it wasn't always the same. So Taisius, maybe the reason that Brisa was written when they weren't Misakh Avdallah Lakois yet. Taisius says, somebody asked it in my daf, I think. I didn't have. I think somebody asked it. I don't remember whom, but somebody asked it. I made believe I didn't hear it.
like by me, like when I have
the Kevan the Log Ivdil Beresha. Ivil Bvasrais. The riff. God died Dach with Sais of a Chov. Hilkach. So what's the riff say? By Madl Tzlizim Nachrite. So the riff says, you daven the Tashlumim first, not Yoitz. Daven Chayva. Now you daven the Tashlumim again. You're not gaining anything. Just doing the same thing. The Rif is proving that you daven again, even though you're just doing the same thing you did before. Now look, this is a raya. This has nothing to do with your daven. You missed Azkara. You didn't miss anything here.
You're doing the same mistake.
Yeah. Hilkach, by the name of Tzlizim Nachrita, if Avdol B'Tarvayu, he's quoting the Rif, we just saw, if you say Avdol in both, Avdol B'Bayle Mevarachi, L'mchuyla Adurin, V'lo Avdol Afilu B'Chadim in home, L'madrin Aleh, because the Gemara is Kasha. You don't have to go back for missing Avdol. It's only if you say it in the first, second, and not in the first. And say, Machzim Asam, the Sheikh Lomer, Al-Kos Adkan Shalom. Alma, said, Taisis brings a riot from the Rif, that you daven again, even though you're not gaining anything. Alma de matzach lespal zinachrita. I've got show yachzir lespal pamshnei yosem ibirishay. You're not doing more than you did the first time. What are you gaining? You're gaining that this one is the tashlumim after the chayva. So you're davening again the tashlum, the same thing, even though you're not gaining anything. So you see the svara. I see from Taisvis that the svara was you don't make tashlumim if you're not gaining anything. That, you know, it's ironic. Say daven again, so you get avalavo, and you're not going to say alo yavo. So you're not. So here you're saying daven again, the same shroni as before. If it was only a technicality why you weren't yotze before, you're still daven again, even though in a sense, you know, you're not getting. You're not, it's the same thing you're having over again. So this looks like a very bad raya. But if you learn that it's a svar tashlum, and then the raya makes sense, or at least more sense. See, this is Taisus riot to the Rif, that you daven again, even though you're not gaining anything.
Because
if you're not yotze for a technical reason, so who cares what the reason was? So you daven again. You weren't yotze first when I see and say yalvi.
Even though davening again is the same problem you had 2 hours ago, or whatever it was. Even though davening again.
Well, you're davening again, that's saying yalvi, because it's not Rosh Chodesh. Mincha was Rosh Chodesh. You're davening again because you missed the Alviyavo. So you're davening again. Are you not gained, quote,
you're not making up.
But look at his riot. It's the fascinating thing in Taisus is his riot from the Rif. Yes. This is the odd part of the Taisus that nobody quotes the riot from the Rif. He brings the riot from the Rif that you just daven again,
even though you're not,
it's the same thing you davened before. You say, oh, it's not the stop to daven again. You're doing the same thing you did before. Okay. Yeah, but before the tashlum was for the chayva, now it's after the chayva.
Not wrong with the tefillah, but the order of the tefillah.
Yeah. So he's comparing that to forgetting yalav yalav. He's comparing that they say you don't daven again. You just daven the same thing you did before. But yeah, but before you needed yalav yalav, now I don't need yalav yalav. But you don't daven the same thing if you weren't yotze. It's not mistaver to do the same thing over again if you're just doing the same thing you davened the first time. So he brings a riot from the Rif, and you don't say that's far. Like Chachmei Prebensi. It's not simple. This riot is not simple at all.
You gotta think about it a little bit.
Yeah. And I always prove from this raya, not like the stipla goy. That the svar is not because, oh, you davened already, so you're just davening again for yalav yavo. Because, is he going to say the same thing here, with tashlumim? You don't have the svar of the stipla by tashlumim. I think I saw once in Kivega. What about benching? What happens if you forgot a bench on Shabbat? Second meal. You didn't eat, not Shalishur. Second meal, you're eating your main meal late in the day, like a short winter day. You forgot to say, and then now it's night. And now it's already nighttime. So do we say, you have to bench again? Is this totally in the same achloikas that you would by benching? Would it be the same achloikas by benching?
I've never heard of someone benching.
No, it's not tashlum. The point is, you weren't yotze benching.
You're still benching.
Yeah, but you're benching again because you missed Ritzei.
Yeah.
And you're not going to say Ritzei because it's ready after Shabbos. Yeah.
Well, what about if you can't bench? You can't bench. It's not as up for benching. You're probably in Shal Shidas. In the minions davening now, you don't want the bench. So you want to bench after Marav.
So then you don't say Ritzei. If you daven Marav, you don't say Ritzei.
Even though the Sukkah was on Shabbos.
Right.
So there's no tashlumim there.
Even though the Sukkah was on Shabbos.
Yeah, what's the din? If you said, if you're not married, you don't say what to say, right?
Even though the Suda was on Shabbos, and the Kippur was on Shabbos, you still have time.
No, he's arguing that you're still the same time. But they can't say it anymore. We just
said. You're not talking about Maruf.
So what are you doing?
If you said Abdullah, you can't say Ritzel anymore, right? Am I right?
I don't know.
So if you say Abdullah, I think that's the deal.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.